on the phone with me now is Mortis, and I guess the first question I have for you, the tour you did in late 99 with Christian Death, this was your first North American tour. From what I've read, it seems to have been plagued with glitches. What was your overall impression of the tour?
Plagued with what?
Glitches. Problems.
Oh, glitches.
Glitches, yes.
Yeah, it's an industrial word to use.
Yeah.
The beginning of the tour was hard. I mean, we got stuff stuck in customs, sorry. Because of some stupid holiday that they had like once a year, obviously it had to fall on, you know, our tour.
Uh-huh.
So that didn't work for a weekend. The weekend we actually needed to get our stuff out, you know, so we were stuck there for a while. We had to cancel a couple of shows.
Mm-hmm.
We were supposed to do this thing in New York. I can't remember what it was, some kind of music event thing that they have every year. We were supposed to do a show. It was announced and advertised and everything. We had to cancel that due to, I believe it had something to do with that Hurricane Floyd thing.
Oh, yeah.
Delayed flights, all that stuff, all that crap.
Hmm.
So we had to cancel that one as well. Our van started malfunctioning. We almost had to cancel the whole tour. When it finally started working, there was some internal problems with other bands, so the tour was almost canceled because of that.
Mm-hmm.
That, and, you know, you had promoters never showing up to the shows, emergency room visits.
Emergency room visits?
Yeah.
What happened there?
That wasn't actually me. I mean, I was there. I had to go there with someone that for some reason, just got really fucked up. You can edit that out, right?
No, actually, our station is not FCC regulated, so you can say whatever you want.
I can?
Yes, you can.
Holy shit.
So, and have fun.
I'll just indulge now in curses and, you know, bad behavior. My girlfriend, who was on a tour with me, fell kind of seriously ill, so I had to, like, manually carry her to the emergency room in Baltimore.
Uh-huh.
Which was kind of, you know, annoying, because we had to cancel the show due to that, you know.
Another cancellation, yeah.
Another cancellation. There was a couple other cancellations because of some moral, religious person.
The show at Florida State University was canceled. Some of the students were protesting the date, fearing possible acts of violence in relation to the concert. The faculty agreed and canceled the show. That made big headlines. How much advance notice did they give you of this cancellation?
Not really that much. I mean, well, enough for us not to go there. But
yeah.
It was only like in a couple of days in advance.
Okay. Now,
we were told that it wasn't going to happen.
So Christian Death didn't play either. You were both canceled?
Yeah. I mean, there's some debate as to, you know, why it was actually canceled. If it was because of Christian Death or because of us. And frankly, mm-hmm. I don't give a shit. It was canceled and sucks.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, and you canceled the Chicago date. Apparently the venue wouldn't allow you to do your full act, meaning the use of pyrotechnics and blood. What exactly did they say to you when you arrived there?
Well, I didn't really speak to them direct. I mean, all I heard was, you know, no way, you cannot do this.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck you. It's not happening. And basically I went and said, well, fuck you too, because, I mean, what I did in Chicago a couple of years back was I did a pretty lame show, and I wanted to show them that we can actually do good shows. We've become a lot better since then.
Were you referring to the Halloween show you did in 97?
Exactly, you know, back in 97 at the Explode Extreme.
Mm-hmm.
Which was just totally lame. It was like me posing, you know, with a bunch of smoke.
Yeah, but it seemed to go over well with the fans, that show.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, it's typical, though. I mean, anything goes along with the fans does not go along with the media.
Yeah.
You know, everybody's a critic, but...
And the Chicago date, you opted to cancel it. I mean, they didn't tell you you couldn't perform, they just told you that you had to cut back on what you were going to do.
Right, they didn't want to let us do our you know, what I, you know, base my show upon.
Mm-hmm.
So I felt like if I'm going to do this, if I'm still going to go ahead and do it, which I could have done, but mm-hmm. it would have been a really naked show. It would have been like Depeche Mode in leather.
Yeah.
You know, if you can imagine that. So I just felt like, okay, you know, this is Chicago. I could have done this in any other town, but I mean, it's Chicago. I wanted to really do a good show and, you know, full show.
Mm-hmm.
So I just felt, you know, rather than risking getting a lot of bad press again, I'm just going to, you know, cancel the whole thing, which is going to give me bad press nevertheless, but maybe not as much.
Yeah, I think you're
going to... No matter what I did was I actually did hang out a little bit and explain to people why I didn't play.
Mm-hmm. Well, a very wise American once said, there's no such thing as bad press. All press is good press. So you can always look at it that way.
It's true, but, you know, it's a personal decision. I just didn't want to do bad shows. You know, when you do bad shows, you come off and you're in a bad mood for a week.
Now, your North American tour, there was approximately 35 dates, 27 of which you guys fulfilled. Have you faced similar cancellation problems in Europe that you faced here in North America?
Not really.
It's a North American thing.
It's not the same over here. I mean, I could go on forever now, you know, slagging off all the religious people, you know, but I'm not going to do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's not like that. It's not like, you know, Europe is religious and Europe is fucking prejudiced and it's almost as fucked up. But for some reason, I mean, you don't have the same amount of Protestants, protesting people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people that screw you over and fuck up things for you. I mean, you don't have that for some reason. I guess people have better things to do.
Yeah, it's a different type of atmosphere. I think it's more of a accepting atmosphere in Europe. They still have their beliefs, but they don't seek to impose them as much on others as they do here in North America.
Right, I guess they mind their own business. You know what I mean?
Now, I could only find bits and pieces of the news regarding the show you did in New York City. I found information that apparently you prepared for your show, left the hotel, and then you couldn't get a cab? What exactly happened there?
That was not a show. That was for a walkthrough with a distributor.
Oh, okay. Okay.
We got there. We got a cab there. That was not a problem. Mm-hmm. But what happened, we were going to go back. It's broad daylight, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Try to get a cab. I'm you know, old
Elven-like.
You know. Yeah. Look rather special, even for New York. And, we didn't get a cab. I mean, and then it got all blown up.
Yeah, that's
now rumors travel. I mean, you know,
exactly.
Shit travels fast.
Exactly. Now the Stargate was released during the middle of the tour. That's definitely unusual. You were playing songs from an album that was not yet available in the United States.
Uh-huh.
Why wasn't the album released prior to the tour?
I think there's different versions of that, but it's got something to do with the artwork problems, so the whole release got delayed.
Okay, so it was a distribution problem that wasn't worked out prior to the tour.
Something like that. I mean, I don't even know. I just know that, you know, we were late with the artwork because some computer incompatibilities with files and all that, you know, that shit when you try to send over stuff on CD-ROMs, whatever.
Yeah.
They can't open it, and it's like, man, I don't know. It feels like a whole bunch of shit, but, you know, that's the way it works.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, you know, release dates get set back like 1.5 months just because, like, a day you can't get anything done.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, you know, we're on tour with no album out.
Yeah.
It's frustrating, but what can you do? I mean, it still went down really well.
Because the album had been released earlier in Europe, hadn't it? Like in September, I believe? It's just the release date in North America was quite a bit later.
Yeah, the release date in America was at the end of October.
Yeah, October 19th.
Yeah, and that was like, we had 4 shows left for the tour.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was like, hey, man.
Now, is there anything specific you're hoping to achieve with your music, or are you just kind of letting things run their own course with no detailed end goal? Because you're obviously a storyteller. Is there something you're building towards, or are you just letting the music take it to where it's going to go?
Well, you mean on a commercial level or on a personal level?
Personal level.
Personal?
Personal.
On a personal level, I just want to make music that I'm happy with, and, you know.
Mm-hmm.
As far as the storytelling stuff, I mean, that's just something that's happened. I never dubbed myself a storyteller or, you know, this big old magician person. It's just something that's come through the years, something that people have, you know, decided that I am. So, you know, whatever happens. I mean, I just want to make music that I like and that I'm happy with, and if people like that, then that's great.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Many people like to associate your work with anti-Christian philosophies. How do you feel about this association?
I think it's absolutely brilliant, because, I mean, Christianity sucks big time.
I agree with you. So, you know, we've just picked up as a sponsor the Church of Satan. So,
Vampire,
the Church of Satan is now an official
sponsor.
Yeah, they're now a sponsor of Vampire Radio, yes.
Oh, that's nice.
Yes, they're our newest sponsor. We just picked them up this week, so.
So, do they have, like, audio commercials?
Yeah, they're actually running a promotion in their network of whoever designs and submits the best 30-second audio spot for their commercial wins some type of prize, and that contest is supposed to be ending this Friday, and they'll be submitting the commercial to me for air for time on the station.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah. Now, thus far, you have not been contracted for any Hollywood soundtrack work. This is a huge surprise to many of your fans. What's your opinion on this subject?
Well, you know, if it happened, it would be a huge surprise to me. The thing is, I'm not even halfway there as far as being good enough to compose soundtracks.
See, a lot of people disagree with you. They think you're...
Yeah, but Hollywood doesn't. Otherwise, they would have been in touch already.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. A lot of it might be the controversy surrounding you, though, too. Surrounding you and your work, but... and also, you're definitely a lover of vinyl. All your releases prior to the Stargate were vinyl-only releases. Have you...
Not really, but I mean, they also...
Oh, also, oh, in conjunction with vinyl. Okay, I thought that they were all vinyl. Have you begun to accept CDs, or is this just a decision with Earache that, you know, you'll have no control over? Because the Stargate wasn't released on vinyl, was it?
Oh, yeah, it is.
Oh, it was. Okay. My mistake there. I thought that was
a lot of mistakes tonight.
Yeah.
Just joking around. But, yeah. What I did, like, in the beginning when I started, like, I really, you know, always wanted to do vinyl, because I grew up with vinyl. I grew up in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with only heavy metal bands.
Well, yeah, there's something definitely nostalgic about vinyl. And you can't play... It's hard to play CDs backwards. You can play vinyl backwards.
Oh, yeah, you can. And it's all evil then.
Yeah. Now,
I vinyl backwards for a priest, and he'll be hearing Hail Satan.
Hey, I used to play my old Kiss records backwards, and there was stuff on there. So
Satan came out of the wall.
The old Gene Simmons, the single release they did when all four of the members released their own album.
Yeah.
The Gene Simmons one, there was lyrics on there backwards. It was amazing. I'm sitting there, you know, 12 years old, spinning the record backwards. But now on your website www.mortis.com, you have a quote which I agree with. You state, "It is frightening in a way that people that sign their entries with self-bestowed titles such as Lord von this and that, and clearly non-Norwegian residents with Norwegian names spelled so inadequately that a blind dog will be made looking grammatically attractive." This, you have no idea how much I agree with you here. The internet is a wonderful thing. I mean, I often think of it as a type of fairy tale where people can log on to pretend to be whoever they wish.
Yeah.
It's just, it's amazing what people do. You've had some problems in your guest book with...
Yeah, it used to be worse. I mean, I don't really know why even they waste their time. I mean, that's the problem I have. I mean, I don't mind the actual people doing it, but I mind the stupidity that they constitute.
Mm-hmm.
I think I also said that, so
yeah.
I'm quoting myself.
Yeah.
Ego boost.
Well, yeah, it's why would someone who has such disdain waste their time in composing such letters?
Exactly. I mean, why waste your time? I mean, you're not gonna achieve a goddamn shit.
No.
I mean, that's what I thrive off, the controversy and all that. That makes me even more interesting to people. It makes me even more heard about and talked about. And these people hate it, and that's why they write in.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't realize they're actually just, you know, fueling the fire.
Mm-hmm. And a personal pet peeve of mine are people who give themselves a little title such as Lord. They think they can just write themselves as Lord and they become such. So.
Yeah, suddenly they're like a count or something.
Mm-hmm.
They're knighted by, you know, whatever.
Now,
it's cool though. I mean, because blackmail is kind of like, it's getting kind of like a parody of itself these days. Because I mean, put your name backwards and put the Lord in front of it,
mm-hmm.
and you have like a blackmail alter ego.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like it's a little washed out. But
I also love the rumor page on your site. So you haven't joined Danny Glover in his quest to stop racist cab drivers?
That one's a fucking hit. No, actually, that's one that I can safely say is not true.
The nose has never fallen off during a show?
No.
Oh, okay. A lot of people do say, though, you look a little bit like Blix from the movie Legend.
Oh, yeah.
A little bit, but... You got any current projects going on with Bond?
You know what? I quit all those things just to concentrate on Mortis.
Okay.
Mortis, Mortois. I mean, you know, whatever. People pronounce it a lot of different ways.
Mm-hmm.
When I say it, it sounds like Maurice, because I try to sound American, you know.
Yeah.
Don't always succeed, but, you know, whatever.
What are your future plans at this point?
I'm working on a new Mortis album.
Mm-hmm.
A few songs into it, I have a lot of ideas, and it's going to be a lot different. It's going to have the same, quote-unquote, soundtracky feel to it.
Okay.
But I'm kind of adding a lot of beats and stuff like that to it. I mean, not in in a techno way, obviously not.
Not in an industrial, but just adding more
somewhere
of a... more
in between.
More of a drum.
It's kind of a lot more rhythm, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm a lot more happy with this. I mean, that's really where the Stargate fell flat on its ass. As far as I'm concerned, that's in the rhythm section.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's hard to perform it live, because it's not really... It has a rhythm of its own. It has, like, an internal... beat to it that is kind of hard to follow if you want to go by click tracks and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So you know that's the area of music that I'm really concentrating on right now is to except for obviously you know making it sound a lot better and then being better, but there's you know adding a lot of rhythm to it, logical
okay.
rhythm.
Okay, and so, any plans to return to North America?
I'd love to.
Mm-hmm.
There's no set dates. We were going through. Frustrating hell over here trying to get a tour in Europe for spring, but that never happened for several reasons. Basically, I think because we're not actually a safe card economically.
Uh-huh.
I mean, as far as we're not categorized, getting down with the pronunciations, categorizable.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, we're not power metal, we're not heavy metal, we're not black metal, we're not like you can't put that label on us. Not really, you know. So in that sense, it's, I think, you know, the business people in this industry, they're having a problem with it.
Okay. Well, thank you for speaking with me this evening, Mortis.
Sure.
Visit www.mortis.com, that's M-O-R-T-I-I-S, for information regarding Mortis merchandise, posters, CDs, and the like, and there's also information on his website regarding the new Mortis fan club, which has started up. You can find Mortis CDs at Amazon.com, CDNow.com, TowerRecords.com, and other online merchants. Check out the Stargate. I promise you won't be disappointed. Have I forgotten anything?
Probably not.
All right. Thank you for the interview.